Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, for a very long time, I have been telling everyone who would listen to the sound of my voice that CNN was a nest of vipers, that CNN was being ran by and manned by people who you would not, under any circumstances, want your children or your family around. I told you they were liars. I told you they were propagandists. I told you exactly what they were trying to do, and that is indoctrinate you to an ideology that suited their particular ideologies. I told you they were not news. I told you there were no serious reporters there. It was all one big nest of vipers. Today comes news that I truly, even I'm shocked by. It takes a lot to shock me, believe me. But I think it just once again underlines exactly what I've been saying for a very long time. And that is, you cannot take CNN seriously as a network, as news anchors, as a station. You cannot listen to this absolute garbage propagating this indoctrination. I'm going to read you a statement. Federal law enforcement officials arrested a senior CNN producer this week who used to work with former host Chris Cuomo for allegedly engaging in sexual activity with children. John Griffin, 44, of Stamford, Connecticut, was arrested on Friday after a federal grand jury charged him with multiple counts of using a facility of interstate commerce to attempt to entice minors to engage in unlawful sexual activity. Now, I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I'm going to read you some things that's going to be upsetting, probably. So if you don't want to hear it, you've been warned. The DOJ said in a statement, according to the indictment, from April to July of 2020, Griffin utilized the messaging applications Click and Google Hangouts to communicate with people purporting to be parents of minor daughters, conveying to them, among other ideas, that a woman is a woman regardless of her age, and that a woman should be sexually subservient and inferior to men. I want to read that again, that a woman should be sexually subservient and inferior to men. On these communication platforms, Griffin sought to persuade parents to allow him to train their daughters to be sexually submissive. The statement said that Griffin advised a mother of two daughters, aged 9 and 13, it was her responsibility to make sure that children were trained properly. Griffin later transferred over $3,000 to the mother for plane tickets, so the mother and her 9-year-old daughter could fly from Nevada to Boston's Logan Airport, the DOJ said. The mother and child flew to Boston in July of 2020, where Griffin picked them up in his Tesla and drove them to his Ludlow house. At the house, his daughter was directed to engage in and did engage in sexual activities. The statement further added, the indictment also includes specific allegations that Griffin attempted to entice two other children over the internet to engage in sexual activity. In April of 2020, Griffin proposed to engage in a virtual training session over a video chat that would include him instructing the mother and her 14-year-old daughter to remove their clothing and touch each other at his direction. In June of 2020, Griffin proposed to a purported mother of a 16-year-old daughter that she take a little mother-daughter trip to Griffin's Ludlow ski house for sexual training involving a child. Griffin's LinkedIn account said that he worked on CNN's New Day, which is the show that was co-hosted by Cuomo for a number of years before Cuomo got his own show in the primetime. Griffin specifically stated on LinkedIn that he works shoulder to shoulder with lead anchor Chris Cuomo, seeing him through each show and producing live broadcasts and news and breaking news throughout the world. If you feel like you need to take a shower after reading that filth and hearing that filth, I do not blame you. Now I want to ask you a question. What in the name of blue hell is going on at CNN? You got Chris Cuomo faking that he's coming out of his basement after an episode of COVID when everyone in the world knows he was out for a trip with his family, no mask, no nothing, and threatened a guy who called him out on his BS and said, shouldn't you be isolating and quarantine because you are the governor's brother and you supposedly have COVID. He then stages up, I'm coming out of my basement for the very first time and seeing my family video, which is a lie. We then find out that he's trying to dig up dirt on his brother's sexual harassment accusers, using CNN's resources to do it. And now we find out a little something else, don't we? Now we find out that the Cuomo brothers were trying to smear a weather person by the name of Janice Dean, who lost both of her in-laws due to the nonsensical, ridiculous COVID policies that Andrew Cuomo had put into place that put COVID patients back in nursing homes. And what did they say about Janice Dean? Did they say, gee, she's being very vocal and, you know, rightfully so, she lost her in-laws, but we feel for her, but we don't feel like it was our fault. And no, they didn't say that. Did they say, oh, she's rightfully angry. I'd be angry if I lost my in-laws. And I guess I'm the governor, so I got to take it on the chin because the buck stops with me. No, they didn't say that. You know what they said? Yeah, let's see what kind of dirt you can dig up on that weather bitch. That's interesting phraseology. Perhaps they also agree with this ridiculous producer who says women should be subservient to men. Women are certainly not the equal of men. They're just there to serve our sexual needs and should always be subservient. Needs us. It sure sounds like it. But it doesn't stop there. What about Don Lemon? Don Lemon is being accused of sexual harassment for sticking his hands down his pants. I didn't even want to say what he's doing. I'm not going to say it. For sexually assaulting a man in a bar in one of the most vulgar ways I've ever heard of. But not even just that. Now we find out that Don Lemon text messages Jesse Smollett saying, my sources at the Chicago PD says they don't believe your story about the Trump supporters beating you up. You better not hand over your phone. That's interfering with police investigation. That's exactly what that is. That's interfering with a police investigation. He should be in jail. These are your anchors. You have Chris Cuomo. These are your primetime anchors. Chris Cuomo, who fakes coming out of his basement COVID party, lies to the American people about being quarantined, then tries to smear sexual assault victims and someone who is rightfully angry that they lost their in-laws due to his brother's ridiculous COVID policies. Calls her a bitch. Don Lemon and all of this stuff going on. This producer. Oh, where does this end? What the hell is going on at CNN? Oh, and at least we forget Jeffrey Toobin. What was his big crime? Oh, nothing too much. He was just masturbating on television. I mean, that's no big deal, right? We've all done that, right? Are these the people you honestly want giving you your information? Are these the people that you are going to turn to as a trusted source? The producer's a pedophile. Two guys interfering in police investigations. One guy trying to smear women who are victims of sexual assault. You got one guy who can't keep his hands out of his pants even when he's on television. What the hell is going on? Now I know what people are going to say. Well, in any big corporation, you're going to get a few people who aren't exactly stellar citizens. Wrong. People who worked in the mailroom. These aren't people who are just low-level employees. Maybe I'd have a little sympathy for CNN if you said, well, some guy in the mailroom, I mean, we didn't vet him, we don't know. Turned out to be a pervert. CNN, why should I have any sympathy for you? You hired Jeffrey Toobin back after he masturbated on television. And there is that low life with a smirk on his face while everyone is being told what his crime was, but we've decided to hire him back. Like, big deal. But he's going to tell you what's moral and what isn't. He's going to tell you how you should live your life. Chris Cuomo is going to tell you when you should go out and when you should stay home. Don Lemon is going to tell you what sexual harassment looks like. Meanwhile, their producers are trying to entice mothers and daughters to touch each other and handing over elaborate trips so a mother can turn over her 9-year-old daughter to his sexual proclivities. Now, yeah, does that sound like a network that you want your news from? Now, let me ask you a question. When Donald Trump said CNN is the enemy of the people, do these people that I just described, do they sound like your friends? Do they sound like people you want to hang out with? Do they sound like people you want your family around? Do they sound like people you want to trust for your information? Do they sound like enemies of the people? I know what my choice is. Are you going to sit here with a straight face and tell me that no one that worked shoulder to shoulder with this man knew that his ideology was women are inferior to men and should be subservient to sexual needs? You're telling me no one knew that? No one had a clue. No one had a clue. They worked shoulder to shoulder with him daily, and it never was, hey, that guy's a little weird. No, we didn't know. Chris Cuomo's already said that the head of CNN knew everything he was doing, all the letters he was writing, all the sources he was using. That's the head of the network. And according to Chris Cuomo's own mouth, yeah, I was fired, but he knew everything I was doing. Oh. And this is where you want your news coming from, right? This is the trusted name in news. You've got Rachel Maddow, who is one step away from being put in a padded room because she just simply cannot and will not live in a real world. She is what we call psychotically delusional. She lives in a world where Trump really is a Russian spy. He really was working for the Kremlin. I don't care if there's no evidence. I don't care if it's all been debunked. No, not in my world it hasn't. You got fat boy there, Brian Stelter, who, believe me, allegations are going to come out about him any day now. You wait and see. Don Lemon is facing a court trial over this sexual harassment. We already know that Chris Cuomo did because he wrote a letter of apology to the woman he sexually harassed. And what was his crime? Oh, I grabbed a woman by her backside right in front of her husband because I can do that. I'm Chris Cuomo, and her husband just had to eat it. He don't dare say a word to me, because I'm Chris Cuomo. You'd be picking your teeth up like chiclets if that was my wife. But see, that's not how the left work. Because you don't own anything property-wise or in your heart. Well, that's your wife. You don't own her love. You don't own her loyalty. You don't get dibs on her. If I want her, I'm Emperor Caligula. I'll do what I want. And you'll just have to deal with it because you are not in a position of power like I am. These are the people that you want in power, people that you are actually taking your political ideologies from. I've told you and I've warned you and I've warned you that these people, CNN specifically, but also MSNBC and all these other ones, are only trying to indoctrinate you. They get their talking points all from the same place, and they are hired specifically to indoctrinate you because they know they'll do as they're told. We'll hire you, and you will be the guy in the suit, but we'll be pulling your strings. We'll be telling you what to say word for word in your earpiece. Don't you worry. The words are out of your mouth, but our words are going into your ear. That's the way it is, folks. Pedophiles, people who are masturbating on television, people who think women are inferior to men and little girls are women and should be sexually subservient, men who think it's okay to perform horrid sexual assaults in bars, people who think it's okay to call somebody a bitch because she dares to be upset because your policies or your brother's policies cost her both of her in-laws. But she's just a bitch. Don't worry what she thinks. She's inferior to you. CNN is collapsing and should collapse. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. They literally should just collapse into themselves and never be seen again. Because what they are is basically a propaganda. They're literally like propaganda wing of the Liberal Party. That's what they are. They're not a serious news source. They're not even a news source. And the people they hired, the great part, are turning out to be lowlives and criminals, aren't they? That's really, really interesting how many lowlives and criminals you got there. You think that's just an accident? I don't. I mean, if it's one person, you say, this is 5, 6, 7 allegations against people, different people. And to show you that they have no shame, to show you that they do not care, look at Jeffrey Toobin. Do you honestly think, ask yourself this question, if you were caught masturbating on television, red-handed, there's the American public seeing you, would you ever show your face on television again? I'm not even sure I'd show my face in public again. Here's this guy beaming from ear to ear, sitting behind the desk going, hey, yeah, I got caught doing that. Because he doesn't care, because he has no morals. But he's going to tell you how to live your life, though. Because that's what they do best. Tell you what to do. And you wonder why we're not hearing anything from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial? You know, it's awfully weird. People say, oh, my God, did you ever hear that crazy conspiracy theory that there's a child sex network running around Washington and it's involved politicians and it involves the FBI and it involves judges and it involves high-ranking police officers and blah, blah, blah. Had you ever heard those tinfoil hat conspiracy theories? Well, gee, I don't know. Jeffrey Epstein turned out to be true. Ghislaine Maxwell turned out to be true. Now we know a CNN producer is what he's doing behind the scenes. We know that that pervert from the UK did the Top of the Pops. He was a big pedophile, right? And he had all kinds of connections. So where is the conspiracy theory? Where is that? Gee, it's starting to look more and more like it might be true, huh? I remember a man by the name of John Lydon, who you might know better as Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols. And he once said that everyone in the world knew what his name keeps me for the moment. But the guy who ran Top of the Pops for so many years and was knighted. He said everybody knew what that guy was up to. Everybody knew. If low level, at the time low level, punk rock musicians knew. Jimmy Savile was his name. Thank you. If everybody knew what Jimmy Savile was up to, even low-level punk rock bands just starting their career. Certainly public officials did. And Johnny Lydon made a very good point. He said, you know, I swore on television. I swore on the BBC. And because I swore on the BBC, I was told I could not meet the Queen. Told I could not meet the royal family because I was vetted. They vet you so, so much before you could ever have an audience for even a moment with the Queen or the royal family. And I was told, oh, well, we look back in your history and you swore on the BBC, so you are persona non grata. You do not get to meet the Queen. But Jimmy Savile got to hang out there constantly. Was he ever vetted? Gee, it didn't take much to vet him to find out that apparently, according to some punk rock bands, he was doing horrible things with minors, huh? How come the vetting didn't work then? How come the people who look into all this didn't say, I don't know, Jimmy Savile has a lot of cloud of controversy around him. Apparently a lot of people think he's doing some pretty evil things. Nah, nobody said that. He went on holidays with the prince. He was at Buckingham Palace all the time. So is that a conspiracy theory? How come the more people that we find that seem to be involved in a very weird ideology that it's okay to have sexual relations with children, the more the left insists it's only a conspiracy theory. Nothing to see here. Don't believe that. If you believe that, you're one of those people who are tromping through the forest looking for a Bigfoot. Nothing like that exists, except we have proof that it does exist. Jeffrey Epstein existed. All those people in his logs existed. Ghislaine Maxwell exists. Jimmy Savile exists. And all of their connections exist. And now we find out that the best friends of this party, CNN, they're not far behind, huh? If it's not sexual allegations with children, it's sexual allegations with members of either same sex or opposite sex against their will. Against their will. Seems to be a pretty common theme going on here, huh? And if you try to discuss it, you will be silenced. If you try to say anything that may implicate that this is actually not as far-fetched as some people might want you to believe, you'll be silenced. All I'm asking people to do is open up their eyes. Take a look for yourself. You know, the people who say, oh, people think Bigfoot exists. Okay, well, yeah, you're right. A lot of people laugh and say Bigfoot doesn't exist. If you show me some proof, if somebody says, well, I found the body of one, then I'm going to say, well, then I guess they exist. Well, guess what? I know that Jimmy Savile hung around the royal family constantly, and I know that everybody knew who he was and what he did. So am I supposed to ignore that? Am I supposed to say that? Well, I'm just ignoring that. Am I supposed to ignore that Chris Cuomo's producer was luring 9-year-old girls? Because they're women in his eyes. Women are women, whether they're 9 or they're 49. That's a very interesting ideology. I wonder if your pals at CNN knew about that. Am I supposed to ignore the fact that Chris Cuomo was grabbing some woman's behind in front of her husband with impunity, saying he ain't going to do nothing about it? Am I supposed to ignore the fact that Don Lemon's in a bar doing horrible things to some dude who I guess he was trying to make a pass at? Am I supposed to just ignore all that and say, no, none of that exists? See, that's the problem. That's what they want you to do. You never saw that. That doesn't exist. That's a fantasy of the far right who's trying to lie to you. No. Open your eyes. You think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? I mean, let's just be really honest. Is that what you think? Do you think that everything, the stars just aligned one day? And two guards fell asleep, the cameras went down, Jeffrey Epstein was able to commit suicide with a sheet that should have broke instantaneously if he tried. And nobody got to really examine the body. Do you think all the stars aligned and that just happened? Or do you think he was murdered? And if you think he was murdered, then I want you to answer me a question. Why was he murdered? If there is no big conspiracy, if there is no big chain of sex trafficking, what was the reason he was killed? Why not just let him go to trial? And if he's the only guy that's doing this stuff, then he'll be found guilty and he'll be put away. Why does he need to be executed? Ghislaine Maxwell's on trial right now. Do you hear CNN talking about it? The FBI has had that black book with everybody's name in it. Do you hear any names coming out? They raided all of his houses and all of his property, and we already know that he had all this stuff on hard drive and disk to blackmail people with. How come we're not seeing any of this? I mean, you can't show it, but how come we're not hearing anything about what they're seeing? How come we don't hear so-and-so is definitely caught on camera doing X, Y, and Z with someone who apparently is underage? How come we're not hearing about that? Because I'm telling you, the FBI has it. How come that's being covered up? How come when two CIA agents were absolutely 100% caught red-handed with underage children, we were told, we're not going to prosecute them. Because if we prosecute them, the way we operate and some of the secrets that we and the way we catch these people might get revealed. So it's really not worth it to prosecute them. We'll kick them out of the FBI and say, naughty, naughty. But we're not going to put them in jail. You think you'd go to jail? I think it's time you opened up your eyes, folks. You see, because you close your eyes and say the boogeyman does exist, does not mean the boogeyman does not exist. It just means you refuse to see him. People close their eyes, and if I don't open my eyes, see the horrible thing, I don't know the thing is not there. The horrible thing is there. It's time we put an end to this nonsense, and it's time we stop pretending, and it's time we stop pointing fingers and saying conspiracy theories and horrible things. We know what's going on in this country now, don't we? Every single day, it's getting underlined more and more. And CNN is going to crumble. And if this is not the opportunity for all the other news networks, and that includes MSNBC and all these other ones, to bury them, reveal them for who the hell they are and get them once and for all condemned for the nonsense that they have perpetrated on the American people, then there's no point because there will never be any justice. Never. And to all you people who are going to tune into CNN tonight and think I'm being told the straight scoop, you just remember who's reporting that news. You just remember where that's coming from. You just remember who's producing those stories. You should be real proud of yourselves.